People in Utah might be surprised to know how hard it is to locate farms in a specific area and what products they provide. Agriculture is a big part of the state. That, according to Rosalind Brain, associate professor at Utah State University Extension Sustainability. She says farmers can get lost in the online world, which is how most people find their information. Brain runs the Utah Farm Chef Fork Project, a program that trains the farmers and chefs about direct marketing benefits, as well as training in things such as social marketing, among others. The project has just received a 2.5-year funding cycle.
Research also shows when farmers use direct marketing, selling directly at farmers markets or to restaurants, is an effective way to increase their income and decrease farmland loss.
Brain says the Census of Agriculture results from 1982 to 2007 show that over 300,000 acres of land have been lost due to population growth. That is over 50 acres a day of farmland that is lost to development. She says it's important to secure farmland in hopes that when people go out to eat, they will ask more questions about where their food is coming from.
If I had one request for people, it would be when they eat at a restaurant to ask if any of the food is local, because that conversation really starts to trigger changes in businesses. It will be more on the forefront of restaurants throughout the state that local food is in high demand, and it will also help with farm security throughout Utah.
Brain says the project is catching the interest of farmers and chefs outside of Utah, and because of the new funding, they will be able to launch farm dinners in 2015.
Those will be a way for farmers and chefs to connect, and that farmers will provide the food, chefs will prepare the food, and then the general public will come and eat and sample what's provided.
The program's goal is to enhance community vitality and reduce the number of miles food travels from farm to table. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.